Deep in Mexico's copper canyons, where cliffs plunge deeper than the Grand Canyon and drug cartels guard their territory with high-powered rifles, lives a tribe that shouldn't exist. The Tarahumara can run 435 miles without stopping. That's like jogging from New York to Detroit. They do it in sandals made from old tires. They fuel themselves with corn beer, and they suffer virtually no injuries, while 80% of modern runners in $200 high-tech shoes end up hurt every year. This contradiction began haunting Christopher McDougall after a doctor told him his body simply wasn't built for running. If that were true, why could these Stone Age athletes outrun Olympic marathoners? The answer would challenge everything we believe about human potential, athletic performance, and what our bodies were actually designed to do. The Tarahumara, whose real name is Rarámuri, meaning the running people, have no crime, war, theft, obesity, depression, or heart disease. Their economy runs on favors and corn beer rather than money. But what truly sets them apart is their supernatural endurance. They can outrun horses and deer across steep canyon trails wearing nothing but thin leather sandals called huaraches. While Lance Armstrong found his first marathon agonizing despite constant fueling, the Tarahumara knock out the equivalent of a dozen marathons on minimal food. Everything about them defies conventional wisdom. They drink heavily before races, eat minimal protein, never stretch, and have no formal training, yet they're virtually injury-free. The toughest are the gentlest, the healthiest eat poorly by modern standards, and the hardest workers have the most fun. Finding them requires extraordinary persistence. The Tarahumara value privacy above all else. Direct questions are considered invasive. When McDougall finally encountered Arnulfo Quimare, one of their greatest runners, he violated protocols by approaching directly instead of waiting to be invited. But he sensed he was discovering something profound about human potential, if only he could find the mysterious Caballo Blanco who supposedly lived among them. McDougall's quest began with five words no doctor could answer. How come my foot hurts? Despite barely running 3 miles every other day, he was diagnosed with cuboid syndrome and told to quit. This made no sense. If humans weren't meant to run, why do we run when scared, when ecstatic, away from problems, and for joy? America has seen three distance running booms during national crises: the Great Depression, post-Vietnam, and after 9/11. Running activates our deepest survival instinct. The statistics were troubling. Up to 80% of runners get injured annually, regardless of body type or experience. The American Association of Orthopedic Surgeons called distance running an outrageous threat to the integrity of the knee. But this made no evolutionary sense. Antelope don't get shin splints. Wolves don't ice their knees. How could Roger Bannister train on cinder tracks in thin leather slippers without injury, while modern runners need expensive shoes and constant medical care? At the University of Delaware's Running Injury Clinic, video analysis revealed McDougall's terrible form: bobbing head, slashing arms, clumping feet. But when he asked about proper technique, Dr. Irene Davis offered only the eternal question, with no answer. He was trapped in circular logic. His foot hurt because running was bad for him, and running was bad because it made his foot hurt. The answers, he suspected, lay with the Tarahumara. McDougall found Caballo Blanco in a Creole hotel lobby, a lean, sun-weathered American with permanently squinted eyes. His real name was Micah True, a former fifth-ranked fighter from Colorado who'd abandoned civilization to live among the Tarahumara. He'd become a gringo indio, running with the Rarámuri, living in a self-built clay-walled hut, surviving on corrima, the Tarahumara practice of unconditional sharing. His running approach was revolutionary. He ditched shoes for sandals, ate pinole, roasted cornmeal, and embraced Tarahumara philosophy. "Suffering is humbling. It pays to know how to get your butt kicked," he explained. He once completed a 3-day horseback trail in just 7 hours. Caballo taught McDougall to shorten his stride, float his arms at rib height, and straighten his back. Think easy, light, smooth, and fast. You get those three, and you'll be fast. Then Caballo revealed his audacious plan: organize a race between the world's best ultra runners and the Tarahumara, a week-long cultural exchange culminating in a 50-mile showdown. Despite obvious challenges, bandits, remote terrain, no medical support, he'd already begun recruiting elite runners, particularly Scott Jurek, the 7-time Western States champion. While McDougal searched for running secrets in the Copper Canyons, scientists at Harvard and the University of Utah made revolutionary discoveries. Dr. Dennis Bramble and David Carrier questioned why humans evolved to stand upright, sacrificing both strength and speed. Their breakthrough came examining human anatomy: Achilles tendons, arched feet, short straight toes, hefty gluteus maximus muscles, all unnecessary for walking but critical for running. We have a nuchal ligament that stabilizes the head during fast movement, found in running animals like horses and dogs, not walkers like chimps and pigs. As humans evolved from Australopithecus to Homo erectus, we adopted specialized endurance features. Our springy tendons store and return energy like rubber bands. Humans are the only mammals not restricted to one breath per stride while running. Our millions of sweat glands make us the best air-cooled engines in the animal kingdom, shedding heat continuously, unlike other mammals that must stop when overheated. The mystery of acquiring meat without weapons have a stunning answer: persistence hunting. Humans kept prey in sight, forcing it to gallop in heat until exhaustion within 15 kilometers. Animals can't pant while galloping, so they overheat and collapse. This explained why Homo sapiens outcompeted Neanderthals. When climate warmed 45,000 years ago, expanding savannas favored the running men. Running wasn't just something humans could do, it was the superpower that made us human. Modern running shoes, not running itself, cause most injuries. Dr. Daniel Lieberman's research showed cushioned shoes weaken feet, cause overpronation, and contribute to knee problems. Before Nike invented the modern athletic shoe in 1972, runners wore thin-soled shoes and suffered fewer injuries. Studies revealed runners in expensive shoes, over $95, were 123% more likely to get injured than those in cheap shoes, under $40. Cushioning doesn't reduce impact forces. Nike's research director admitted in 1986 that no difference in impact force was found between soft and hard shoes. Runners instinctively strike harder on soft surfaces, searching for stability. Pronation isn't a defect, it's natural shock absorption. The foot's arch strengthens under pressure, but when shoes do the work, muscles atrophy. Ted McDonald, 40, suffered chronic back pain despite expensive shoes. Walking home barefoot one day, his pain vanished. He became Barefoot Ted, qualifying for Boston and conquering 100-mile ultramarathons. Even Alan Webb, America's greatest miler, transformed through barefoot training. His arch heightened and shoe size dropped from 12 to 9. The Tarahumara's deepest lesson isn't technique, it's attitude. Coach Joe Vigil found his prototype, natural-born runner, in Emil Zatopek, whose form looked like a man wrestling with an octopus on a conveyor belt. Yet Zatopek achieved the impossible: 3 gold medals at the 1952 Olympics, including a marathon he'd never attempted. His spirit made him remarkable, chatting mid-race, befriending competitors, giving his Olympic gold to rival Ron Clark. Vigil connected the capacity to love with the capacity to love running, both requiring patience and appreciation. The Tarahumara embodied this joy-endurance connection. Maybe our modern troubles, violence, obesity, depression, began when we stopped being running people. Dr. Bramble noted our mind-body conflict. We have a body built for performance, but a brain that's always looking for efficiency. For millions of years, we relied on our legs for survival. Only recently have we placed our hunter-gatherer bodies into artificial leisure, mirroring astronauts in zero gravity, with rapid aging, weaker bones, depression. Nearly every Western killer was unknown to our ancestors, who had one remedy: just move your legs. When McDougal implemented Caballo's techniques, his injuries vanished. Your body isn't a vehicle for your brain. It's why your brain exists. Move with purpose, joy, and together.